This coming Tuesday, February 10th, is Safer Internet Day, an EU-wide initiative to promote a safer internet for all users, especially the young. Webwise.ie is the online safety initiative of the Department of Education here in Ireland, and they're one of the groups involved in promoting Safer Internet Day 2026. I spoke earlier to Jane McGarrigle of Webwise.ie.
So Safer Internet Day takes place this Tuesday, the 10th of February. It's an annual initiative. It's an opportunity for schools, for parents, for businesses, for organisations, governments to come together to look at ways to make the internet a better place for children and young people, and to discuss how we can protect children and young people online. Every year we look at a different theme. This year the theme is very appropriate, very relevant. It's AI aware, safe, smart and in control. Recognising that there's been massive advancements in AI tools and technologies, particularly around generative AI tools. And the campaign this year looks at ways to help children and young people understand these tools and safely and responsibly navigate these tools and technologies. So we've developed free lessons for schools around safe and responsible use of generative AI, ready-made scripts, presentations available on our website. We'll also be launching a new guide for parents, a parent's guide to generative AI. It can be really hard to try and keep up to date, and so it is important that we have resources and supports available, and so that will be available on our website from Safer Internet Day on Tuesday.
Just to repeat, where can parents, where can families, where can schools, where can families find these resources?
We've lots of resources available on our website, webwise.ie. For parents, we have a parents section and there's advice articles on there, explainer guides to popular apps and platforms, including AI tools, talking points, conversation starters, practical how-to guides. We also have a section for schools, for teachers, providing free resources, classroom resources and lessons. And there's also a Safer Internet Day Hub on the website as well. So for any schools looking to get involved, looking for scripted talks, presentations, looking for ideas and inspiration around what to do, how to get involved, we've over 150,000 children and young people signed up this year, and it's just amazing the work and the effort the schools go to mark the day, engaging in lessons, doing campaigns, student social media takeovers, digital detoxes. We've even seen students lead training sessions with teachers around cyberbullying.
The focus of this year's Safer Internet Day on the coming Tuesday, February 10th, is sadly more timely than ever. The Kerry's Eye newspaper here in this county is reporting today that later this month, a man living in Kerry is due to be sentenced for generating child abuse images which were generated by AI. And it's understood this will be the first case of its kind in this country. So the threat posed by AI and the tools that enable this kind of conduct and exploitation, people need to be fully aware as to how best combat this.
That's right. And I suppose, you know, there are some great benefits to the online world, but there is absolutely some really harmful risks that can happen there that we all need to be aware about. And we need to, I suppose, be supported to be able to have conversations with children and young people around it. In relation to generative AI, among those risks that you outlined is the misuse of these tools to generate, harmful material, child sexual abuse material, non-consensual sharing of intimate images, privacy as well, what sorts of information we might be sharing with these systems or these tools. And we remind children and young people never to share any personal information about themselves or others with these tools. It's also important to recognise that these tools have an environmental impact as well. They use up a lot of data, a lot of electricity. And then, of course, these tools aren't necessarily don't always give the true or accurate information. So it's important that young people are aware that these tools make mistakes, that they don't always get the facts right, and that they don't always give good advice. Sometimes people may look to these tools for advice or help with certain things because they don't judge you, but they may not necessarily provide the best advice. And we've seen some really awful cases in relation to this as well. So it's important that we talk to young people. If they're worried, if they have a problem, it's always best to speak to a trusted adult, a parent, a teacher, a friend, and to get advice from trusted sources and organisations as well.
And say for Internet Day, there are some great resources. I was looking on webwise.ie and some of the ideas for Safer Internet Day include promoting responsible photo sharing and how photo sharing can quickly get out of hand unintentionally for the most part. But I'm just wondering, Jean, Safer Internet Day, it's a wonderful idea. It's an important idea. It's important that people take responsibility, that they have as much knowledge as they have. But how invested are the big social media platforms in this? And I ask you this because yesterday there was the Oireachtas Committee, Media Committee, and they're looking into the whole issue of child safety online, the whole issue about online regulation and safety. And the X platform, the X social media platform, refused to appear before our elected representatives to explain why their Grok AI tool generates non-consensual images. Now, the other social media providers did go before the Oireachtas, did go before Ireland's elected representatives. But I'm just wondering, Safer Internet Day is a great idea and it should be supported and we all need to be as empowered as much as possible. But how much support are you getting from the internet providers? And don't they ultimately need to be the ones that step up more? If they are facilitating wrongdoing, surely they should be held to more account.
So, yeah, in relation to the platforms, when we regularly speak to young people about this. We're supported by a youth advisory panel made up of post-primary students from across Kerry, and we actually have students across Ireland. We actually have students from Kerry represented on our youth panel as well. One of the big things they talked to us about is they don't feel safe on the platforms. They don't think the platforms are doing enough. They want the platforms to do more. So it is really important that we kind of talk more about how platforms can be made safer and look at it from a safety by design approach and ensure that platforms are playing their part as well. And we now have regulation in Ireland and in Europe. So we have our online safety framework in Ireland and the Digital Services Act as part of that, the European regulation. So it's really brilliant that we have that and, you know, that that is being enforced as well.
Senator Eavan Ní Chuilín, who's on the Oireachtas Media Committee, she was saying the emphasis being put forward by the likes of TikTok and Meta and X, that it's all about parental responsibility and control. She made a very good analogy, I thought. She compared their position to the two tobacco companies, saying that if cigarette makers had offered parental guides for their products, it would be seen as, and rightly so, as an absolute farce. Ensuring a safer environment on the internet for children, for vulnerable, for everybody, because any sort of exploitation can happen to anyone. There needs to be more buy-in, I think, from those social media platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. For a very long time, these issues have been left to parents and to teachers and to schools to respond to, you know, and these are issues that parents or schools did not create. It is, of course, really important that we educate children and young people and that parents do play a role in it. But of course, the platforms have a huge responsibility here and there's regulation in place now to I suppose, enforce them to do better. They have a very, very big role to play in this. It's not just on parents or teachers. Online safety is a whole of society approach that includes the platforms as well. the research does tell us, for the most part, children benefit from the online world, and there are good things there for them, and they have good experiences. There's huge benefits in terms of learning, creativity, connection, entertainment, finding news, information. But we do need to prepare children and young people from an early age for the digital world, so that they can practice safe online communication, that they can understand their rights, responsibilities, be respectful, and benefit from all the opportunities of the online world.
And that's Jane McGarrigle of webwise.ie talking about Safer Internet Day, which falls next Tuesday, February 10th. For more information to get involved, go to webwise.ie.